Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, a bombshell report shows that police officers waited 40 minutes to an hour before going in to stop the gunman. Now, this is an unfolding story in real time. And if it's true, then a lot of the commentary that we express on this program remains the same. But it shows that the timeline currently, that everything we were told previously about the police officers trying to stop him from entering is just not true. There was no school resource officer that tried to stop the gunman from going in. There were a couple cops, I think, that did go in to try to neutralize him initially, and they were shot at, and but they were not killed. But then there is this inexplicable 40-minute to one-hour gap where parents were tased and were prevented from going in to try to save their children's lives, where the gunman just had a total field day. I want you to think about that, and I have some pretty choice words for cops that sit idly by and allow the killing to happen and do nothing. Who gave those orders? It makes my blood boil. This is not an attack against police officers. We love police officers. We think police officers are heroes. But if police officers act like cowards, they should be called cowards. The news report is lining up to show that there was a one-hour gap between the gunman walking in and the gunman being neutralized. That is unacceptable. Lives could have been saved, and someone needs to be held accountable for that. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show, charliekirk.com/support. And if you want to get your booklet from Turning Point USA for a gift of any amount, go to tpusa.com. Follow the prompts. A gift of any amount gets you the conservative response to the Great Reset. I want to reemphasize, this is not an attack on police officers as a profession. It's an indictment against cowardice and inaction and paralysis in the bystander effect. I know we've gotten some choice emails from many of you saying, Charlie, you weren't there. You're right. Charlie, you don't know how you would act. You're right. But I will say this, 40 minutes to an hour of inaction while children are getting slaughtered is totally, completely unacceptable and should not be tolerated. While police officers were tasing parents while their children were getting murdered. TPUSA.com. Give a gift of any amount, tpusa.com, to get your conservative response to the Great Reset. I love hearing from you, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody, here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. But I want to give an update from what is happening in Uvalde, Texas. Now, these reports, as they come out, they are usually inaccurate. The rule of kind of breaking news is that it's more likely to be wrong early than right early. But as time goes on, usually accuracy starts to improve. So there is a new report out that is shocking, and it starts to make sense as to how this evil individual was able to kill so many people and why a border tactical person had to intervene. Now, before going any further, I want to say police officers are heroes. They're wonderful. But like any profession, there are cowards and there are bad police officers, there's bad teachers, there's bad everything. We've said this all along. We do not indict an entire profession. However, there is a theme that seems to happen whenever things start to get very chaotic and very consequential, whether it be Columbine or Parkland, there is a theme of the bystander syndrome. Now, you can learn a lot about somebody when shots start to get firing, when shots are firing, when the adrenaline starts to pump. Unfortunately, a vast majority of people stand and do nothing. It is the rare and the courageous person that springs into action and defends the innocent. A new report is so beyond shocking, it will take your breath away. Texas shooter barricaded himself for 40 minutes as police waited. The shooter who killed 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School, I'm reading from Breitbart.com, in Uvalde, Texas, on Tuesday, reportedly barricaded himself inside as police waited outside for 40 minutes. According to people present, terrified parents were yelling at police officers to charge the school for 40 minutes until a Border Patrol team finally took him down. So this is what never made sense to me, this entire story. As I said to our team, I said yesterday, why did a Border Patrol agent have to go on his off duty to go intervene and to go neutralize the situation and the shooter? Why did it take a Border Patrol agent? Where obviously this is not their jurisdiction. I mean, Uvalde is close to the border, but it's not on the border. And even so, Border Patrol is not usually called to go solve or intervene with mass shooting incidents. That never made any sense to me. Well, that makes perfect sense. That the local police were full of cowards. And that's not to say that they've been cowards in everything they've done. I'm sure a lot of these police officers have been courageous in other situations. It just so happens the stakes were very high here, that they did not want to die, and they sat idly by while children got massacred. Now, maybe this report isn't accurate, and maybe this report is being exaggerated, but it certainly makes sense with all the other facts that we know and that we have available. This fits the narrative. Parents reportedly were shouting, "Go in there, go in there." He shoots himself and barricades himself, and he takes his time. There was a 30 to 45 minute lull, so it is conceivable that if the police officers and the cops would have done their job and would have had an ounce of courage and would have went into the school and tried to intervene, maybe 19 kids and two teachers would not be dead. Now, again, this happened at the Columbine shooting. This was one of the most controversial takeaways from the Columbine shooting in 1999, April 20th, 1999. Now, the police officers at the time their excuse was technically true, that police officers, according to Colorado state law, were not allowed in schools. There was a big push to try to keep police officers out of schools because it intimidated kids, and I'm not really sure the main reason for it. But one of the more horrific accounts of the Columbine tragedy and massacre is most of the killing happened in the library in Columbine. And police officers were just about 50 feet away and listened and watched as the two maniacs went aisle by aisle and killed person by person. And they did nothing. Similarly, at the Parkland shooting in Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, you might remember those famous images of the sheriff or the police officer or the school resource officer standing outside and doing nothing. Now, the law usually goes on the side of the police officer here. I believe these police officers should be discharged and should be taken off the force and go to jail. But usually the law goes on their side. And, you know, we've gotten some emails because I commented on this on social media. And people said, "Charlie, no police officer has to take a bullet for another person. That is not their job." You're probably technically true. That's probably technically correct. But you're a coward and you have blood on your hands. There is no other argument. Whether you're a police officer or a plumber, if you have a weapon and you watch or hear somebody else getting killed or murdered, I believe you have a moral obligation to intervene and to do whatever you can. So these police officers were shocked into paralysis. They didn't know what to do. And what's amazing, and we're going to find out the facts, maybe it was only 10 minutes, maybe it was 15 minutes, maybe it was 20 minutes, but I want you to think for a second. 40 minutes. And what were the Texas police doing? The Texas police were stopping parents from rushing in to save their children from the shooter. The police were preventing other citizens from stopping the shooter. So the police, instead of actually doing their job, which was to have a moral obligation to protect the weak, we have always said the strong have a moral obligation to protect the weak. No, the police were preventing parents from going in. Let me be very clear. If there was someone that I knew in there, I would take a gun and I'd tell the police officer, "Have a nice day." And I would walk in and do something. I would hope I would do something like that. I would hope. I would pray I would do something. Let me correct myself. Who knows? You know, when things really start to get consequential, people that talk a good game sometimes go into a position of paralysis. But I would hope to believe that someone wouldn't be able to hold me back. I know a lot of people in my circle would definitely charge the school. But why are the police officers actually helping the shooter? That's right, I'm saying that. The police officers, according to these reports, were actually helping the shooter. The footage captured by Hugo Cervantes showed numerous parents confronting the heavily armed officers who set up a perimeter around Robb Elementary School. The video shared online captured the growing frustration of parents and family members who were seen yelling and screaming at the heavily armed officers who were doing nothing standing outside the building. Cowards. All of them. Fire them all. Sitting around doing paperwork. Grabbing the footage also showed several officers pinning down a man near a school bus. What the F are you doing to him? Let him up, someone has heard saying. So the police officers were more worried about parents going in to go do the right thing than saving the lives of children. One officer was so distracted keeping people at bay, he's seen holding a taser in the clip as parents called on the officers to charge into the school. I love police officers, but I hate cowards. And I hope every single one of these people that stood idly by while children were getting massacred go to jail for a very long time. They won't. The courts have been clear in their interpretation that police officers can do nothing while blood is being spilled. I think that's wrong. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Look, we may have been able to stop the Ministry of Truth, but we know they'll be back with something else. We are facing the biggest threat to your constitutional rights in our lifetime. Look, I am proud to support and partner with Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. The folks at Patriot Mobile make it easy for you to be able to stop funding these left-wing carriers who give all their money to groups like BLM and all these awful places and instead have a cell phone company in alignment with your values. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values, supports organizations fighting for religious liberty, constitutional rights, and the sanctity of life. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. Special discounts available for our veteran and first responder heroes. Patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That's patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT.
I'm a big fan of police officers. I think they do a wonderful job. But what happened in Uvalde, Texas is unbelievable. You should be familiar with the bystander effect or bystander apathy. It's a social psychological theory and phenomenon that basically shows that people are less likely to offer help to a victim when there are other people present. That when there's a crowd, they all just kind of have this group paralysis. It's an extraordinary psychological phenomenon where people just fail to help when there's an emergency. For 40 minutes, you know that a shooter has gone into an elementary school and you hear the fire, the gunfire, and you hear the screams. And what are the police officers focused on in Uvalde? They're focused on the parents. They're focused on making sure the parents don't go in there. How did we get this messed up in our country? Let me tell you what happened at the University of Texas school shooting, otherwise known as, I believe, the Clock Tower shooting back in the 1960s, or the Tower shooting. It was a different country back then. And what happened is so many civilians came from the hills and they came from the surrounding area that when this nutcase, a Marine veteran, took rifles and weapons to the observation deck, it took a bunch of civilians who reached this guy and shot him dead. He injured 31 people and shot 14 people. And it would have been even more if it wasn't for the civilians intervening. It was a different country back then. Remember to the Florida shooting in Parkland, Florida? Same exact thing. They stood idly by. Same thing in Columbine. The bystander effect is a very real thing. And make no mistake, the bystander effect can be a metaphor also for regular citizens sitting idly by when CRT and transgenderism is taught in our schools. It's easy to have an excuse to do nothing when you think all these other people are around. Now, if all these reports are correct, which seems to be true, then there's no excuse. Now, we're getting lots of emails. I want your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. But what's amazing is that Border Patrol came in, a border tactical unit, who have no jurisdiction to go into schools, and we'll find out why exactly they were given the green light, and they went in. Now, I want to know what orders were given to these police officers, but I'll be very honest, though. Who cares? Defy the order. Go save lives. And someone emailed us, well, Charlie, they could go to jail if they defied orders. Okay? Go to jail when you save kids' lives. I guarantee you the public opinion would be on your side. You're trying to tell me that you would get indicted by a local district attorney because you said yes, yes, Your Honor, or yes to the state of Texas or to the county? I did go into the school, and I did put my life on the line, and I did neutralize the shooter, and I was told not to, but I'm glad I did. Is this another example of kind of just the over-litigious nature of America where everyone is afraid to do something? Possibly. This is clip 94. We had to blur out the swear words. This will get your heart pumping. This shows police officers restraining parents from going to save their kids' lives instead of going in to the schools. The police being the cowards of the situation. Not all police are cowards, but these police officers are the best example of a cowardly group of people I've seen in a long time. Play cut 94.
Come on, raise my arm away. Who's shooting?
The police thought the parents were the bigger threat. After all of these shootings that have happened over the last couple years, we still do not have a standard operating procedure to be able to intervene. 40 minutes. And this goes to, and I asked our team, how on earth did he have the time to kill people for 40 minutes? The police gave him the time. The police created a perimeter for the shooter. And we're going to hear in the coming days and weeks, an investigation is ongoing. Okay, all of that. That's all bureaucratic nonsense. Very simple. People that were sworn to protect, that had a badge, did nothing. Hello, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Court packing is the real danger to our country. Make no mistake, court packing is a coup. And the usual suspects, Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, are working overtime on new radical plans to pack the Supreme Court. Look, if we do not stop them from installing four more justices, they can rig the system in their favor. We know it will be catastrophic for our court, our country, and the American way of life. We cannot let that happen, not on our watch. That's why we need you to join us. We're gathering a coalition of 1 million patriots to say no to court packing, no to the liberal agenda, and no to the Supreme Court coup. Franklin Graham, former U.S. Attorney General Ed Meese, Dr. James Dobson, the Family Policy Alliance, so many others, and 400,000 people like you are all on board. Please sign your name now. Go to supremecoup.com, that's COUP.com, to sign First Liberty's letter. That's supremecoup.com. Do it right now. My friend Kelly Shackelford runs this great group, supremecoup.com. We are getting a tsunami of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com. Every single person, except one who doesn't necessarily disagree, they're just trying to add a different kind of wrinkle to the argument, is agreeing that the police, I mean, one of these emails is just, hello, Charlie, this story is infuriating to me, 5 exclamation points. Police are trained to handle both armed and unarmed perpetrators. There was, in all caps, no excuse for failure to act. Fire these worthless swine. They're not worth the money nor the respect of the citizens of the small town. The parents should band together and pursue legal action against all the cops present. Also get to who, if anyone, and the police brass prevented the cops from entering the school and at least minimizing some deaths. Also, if possible, all the cops who were present, restraining the parents and doing nothing otherwise should be punished. Shame the bastards. Can I say that on FCC? I think that's okay. I think that's one of the ones that's fine. Keep up the great work, Greg. Another one says this, and I want to make sure I say this anonymously because they asked me to do that, but it's a pretty amazing email. Let me try to find this here. They work for a federal agency. I work for a federal agency, I can't say which, but we've done active shooter drills, and our policy is to get inside and stop shooting as soon as possible. Not waiting for SWAT, no waiting for backup, go in fast and engage the gunman to the best of your ability. The police officers created a perimeter. They unintentionally, I'm not saying they intentionally did it, but their cowardice did help the shooter. The shooter got more time to be able to kill more kids because of what the police did. With us right now is Representative Mark Green. I want to bring in a guest who's trying to save our kids through multiple pieces of legislation in Congress. Representative, welcome to the program. We're talking about the shooting in Texas, and we're pretty fired up and quite honestly shocked that the police officers stood there and did nothing for 40 minutes while this maniac, demonic gunman massacred these children. What's your reaction?
Well, obviously, shock and dismay, and it's a tragedy, very, very heartrending. I'm a parent, but I'm also a combat veteran, been to Iraq and Afghanistan, Iraq twice with a special operations task force. So, you know, those drills that the law enforcement guys work on, they need to execute those drills. I want to be careful to not bash them too much, but definitely we've got to dig in and find out exactly what happened. Because you'll remember in Florida and Parkland, there were some significant mistakes that were made by the law enforcement there. In fact, in one case in Florida, the law enforcement officer actually went the other way, away from the gun, which is not what's supposed to happen. So we got to dig in, look at every piece of this and find out what happened.
Yeah, well, according to reports, and maybe the reports could be inaccurate, we've said that, but based on parent testimony, they sat and did nothing for 40 minutes and actually were restraining parents with tasers while the gunman was able to do whatever the gunman wanted to do. All right, tell us about your effort. Yeah, and if the reports are correct, I agree with you. We don't want to dive too much into it, but based on all the other circumstantial evidence, it seems to be correct. Tell us about your effort in Congress, which is to save our kids from fentanyl, one of the most horrific things happening in our country right now. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we need to prioritize a lot of things on how we protect children. And of course, you know, Texas has shown us some things we can do. There was no SRO in that school. Metal detectors where they're necessary, all those kinds of things. But another thing that's really threatening our children is fentanyl. And we've seen a massive increase with the failure to secure the southern border. And so what we're going to be doing in the coming weeks is just educating folks on the impacts of fentanyl. I'm also an emergency medicine physician, so I can talk about it from a clinical standpoint, what we see in the emergency department. And we're going to launch some efforts to just educate Americans on what's happening as a result of this failure to secure our southern border. If you look at it from a purely supply-demand situation, $98 was the price of a point of fentanyl. Fentanyl sold by the point as opposed to grams of cocaine. And it was $98 a point January 21. It's now down. My sheriffs are telling me $20-something dollars a point. So that tells me the supply of fentanyl in the United States has skyrocketed. Other indicators are the tens of thousands of additional deaths to fentanyl overdose. Now the number one cause of death for people 18 to 45 years of age. It's unacceptable, and we have to do something about that too.
So can you talk about China's role in this? China is the manufacturer and the distributor, and they do it through the cartel. So this is a multiple country issue that people don't always recognize and realize, and then it comes into our suburban communities. So parents need to be aware of this. They need to understand their kids are playing around with stuff they shouldn't be playing around with. But talk about China's role in this, which is oftentimes glossed over.
Yeah, absolutely. So China is making the precursors for this. And in many cases, they make the finished product. They ship it to the cartels, and then the cartels bring it across the southern border. There's also been some minimal mail directly to the United States. We've confronted China on this issue, and they tell us they can't find the fentanyl manufacturers. Now, we all know that China's probably the greatest surveillance state in the world or in the history of man. They know what every single citizen in China is doing. They track you on your phone. We know that's not true. They know where this is coming from. They're at a minimum complicit. And so here it is coming across our southern border, destabilizing our country and killing Americans. We have to stop it on that level, too.
So let's talk about kind of the opposition in Congress from this. Why is this not a bipartisan effort? This shouldn't be politicized to be able to say we need to restrain the amount of supply of fentanyl coming into our communities. You know, I'm in Indiana right now, and it seems as if kind of middle Appalachia to the central Midwest is disproportionately affected by the fentanyl crisis for multiple reasons. One of them being that fentanyl is kind of the last drug on the kind of regimen, you would say, of illegal drugs post opioid exposure, and the muscular class is overly exposed to opioid use. You have a back injury at work, you get on opioids from your doctor, and then eventually you start to get to more and more extreme highs, which then will lead you to fentanyl. Why are the Democrats not on board with this enthusiastically? What would your speculation be for that?
Well, I think their, you know, quest is this open border that allows what they believe will be empowering votes for themselves. I mean, I can't think of any other reason. We can go through all of the negative effects on our country, from the economic impact to the jobs that are taken away from low socioeconomic people in the United States, from the migrants that come across. We can go through list after list after list. MS-13, the drugs, of course, being one reason why they should close and secure our southern border, but they refuse to do so. The only logical conclusion is they want votes, and they think these people will come here, have children, and those children will vote Democrat. Unfortunately, I don't think that's true. Joe Biden's approval rating amongst Latinos in America right now is the lowest demographic in the country at 26%. But regardless, they think that's their future. So they don't care about the collateral damage that's caused by the open border. They want to be empowered. And it's consistent with everything the Democrats do, whether it's House Resolution 1 that shifts elections to D.C., stacking the Supreme Court, D.C. statehood. Every single thing they're moving for, or they're trying to advance in Washington, D.C., is to empower themselves into perpetuity. And so that's their policy on the southern border.
So going into November, really quick, as we kind of close out this segment, what do you think are the top messages that Republicans need to bring into their districts and into their states right now?
So in states, it's different for each state. I believe in my state, the border is the number one issue. In many states, inflation in the economy, and very clearly, Democrat policies have both decreased the supply of goods through their supply chain management and, of course, increased the price with the flood of cash. So the price of meat, we're just going to keep pushing the theme that it's costing you $7,000 more a year as an American to live in America because of the policies, the economic policies of the left. And we'll also push, of course, the southern border and the chaos, the instability that creates. And then, of course, foreign policy. We see what's happening internationally. Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine after he saw the failure in Afghanistan. So it's just a weak president, both internationally and domestically, that's resulted in this crisis moment in history.
Very good. Representative Mark Green, thank you for your leadership. Great state of Tennessee.
Thanks,
I love Tennessee. I was just in the eastern part. God bless you.
Yep.
Can't wait. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Great. Everybody, continue to email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. We're getting an overwhelming amount of emails right now, freedom@charliekirk.com. And I just want to get your opinion. Do you think that police officers that are armed have a moral obligation not to sit for 40 minutes while children get massacred? And who gave the orders? Is there a argument to defy those orders and still do that? So there's one person here that said, it seems as if that students and staff from a part of the school were able to be evacuated safely. The gunman had barricaded inside by himself, and the police then decided to create a perimeter and did nothing. That's not exactly a good excuse. This happens more than often, though. And Kitty Genovese was her name. That's right. Kitty Genovese. Pulled that one out of my memory. Kitty Genovese was a woman in New York City. Now, part of this story was embellished a little bit, but the essence of it is true. Kitty Genovese was raped and sexually assaulted in an alleyway, of which there were multiple eyewitnesses that heard it happen, and they did nothing. Now, mind you, the situation that happened on the subway, remember last year where the illegal alien in downtown Philadelphia raped a woman for 40 minutes and no one did anything? on the subway. The bystander effect has been happening in every corner of our country the last couple of years. So it shouldn't surprise you when police officers just do nothing. It shouldn't shock you when police officers just sit idly by when children are murdered. I refuse to believe it, but every report shows, and the timeline looks like it makes sense, and we're going to get more clarity. That for 40 minutes, the police officers who were sworn to do something were just spectators.
Hey, everybody. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has an amazing passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Nope, you know Mike. He's got lots of energy. He's done it again by introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll only save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop it. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help protect fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. I love Mike Lindell. I know you do too. Support him and get something comfortable in return. Call 800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk. Or just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
Joe says, what you did to the Uvalde Police Department was unjustified. The Texas Rangers haven't even finished their investigation. You've marked the Uvalde Police Department as a bunch of cowards. I have no tolerance for this BS. You can get in line with Beto O'Rourke. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just reading from Breitbart.com, which is not the Washington Post, about why there is an hour gap between the gunmen being completely and totally barricaded in and nothing happening. Can anyone answer that? Why were parents being tased and being detained? The gunman did not exchange fire with a Uvalde District Police officer outside the school, according to the timeline. That police officer was not stationed at the school, but instead in a car nearby and rushed to the scene after the first calls came into a 911 gunman near the school around 11:30 on Tuesday. As the officer arrived at the school, the gunman was already approaching, began firing at the school, and entered according to the timeline. Within minutes, other law enforcement had arrived at the school. According to the timeline, two members of the Uvalde Police Department had entered the school. The gunman at that point had gone inside a pair of adjoining classrooms and was shooting according to the timeline. The two officers attempted to enter the classroom and were shot. At that point, they fell back as the shooting continued inside the classroom. He continued shooting through the wall and the door at law enforcement who were arriving outside the classroom. It was during those minutes law enforcement officials believed that the gunman, identified as, we don't say the name, killed most if not all the children inside the adjoining classroom. There was sporadic gunfire from the suspect until a tactical team arrived and killed until 1 p.m., according to the timeline. Got it. So there was an hour delta between actually neutralizing the shooter and the perimeter of police from the outside. Cut 97 shows police officers trying to detain parents from trying to save their kids' lives. Why are police officers doing that to parents? Play cut 97.
Look at that, bro. They're all in there. The cops ain't doing but standing outside. All the kids are man, y'all can't be like that, man. Y'all can't be like that when there's people.
Yes, I do. Get across the street. Because I'm having to deal with you. Get across the street. Get across the street.
Okay, we're going to back up. Are you going to walk into that gate and get them?
Parents trying to save their kids' lives and police officers holding them back. There was I just want to reinforce this. I'm not anti-police. Again, people get so emotional. I love police. I said that early on. I'm against cowards. And police officers that do not go and neutralize a shooter for 1 hour have a lot of explaining to do. I'm getting pretty upset the more I read about this. Latest reports, video published by the Washington Post, which notes at 11:54, shows frustrated parents chastising police and trying to get into the school. Officials said the gunman was killed more than an hour later. So the police officers were babysitting parents while the gunman was murdering children. Got an email here from Keith, great listener. Hello, Charlie. This topic today has me shaking my head. I honestly do not know what to say. One question I have is, who did these officers get their orders from? That's exactly right, Keith. Or maybe is it some sort of protocol to wait on SWAT or something? I don't know. I'm just asking questions. All in all, it's asinine, cowardice, and a plot to kill our children. Sickening. Look, that's what they're going to say. They're like, oh, well, look, the standard operating procedure. Who cares about the standard operating procedure? You got a gunman killing 19 kids. You're just going to listen to what the lawyers say every time? Or are you going to go do what's right and save someone's life? At some point, the strong have to protect the weak. And this bystander effect is happening in every corner of our country. Not my problem. Not my problem. Not me. Like the rapist on the Philadelphia subway. Not my problem. Like Kitty Genovese. Not my problem. Like Parkland shooting. Not my problem. Columbine shooting. Not my problem. And let me just say this. Police officers are graded at a different level, and they should be, than just an everyday citizen. A police officer is sworn in to protect the community. And some people say, well, Charlie, the police officer has a gun just to protect themselves. So you're trying to tell me that under no moral argument you think it's proper for a police officer to go man up and go in and go confront the coward to save children's lives. Maggie emailed us here. Hi, Charlie. I don't understand with the police being able to stand there and do nothing, but I believe you and I might feel differently if we went through a tactical training session with police. The very simple axiom that you just don't know until you've walked several miles in someone else's shoes. I agree with that. And I said that earlier in the show. I'm not saying that I know how I would react in a situation like this. What I am saying, though, is that there's no excuse for a group of police officers to do nothing and to be in a situation of paralysis. So you want to know, it very well could have been tragically 6 children, not 19 children. But when you create a perimeter, the police officers unintentionally were working in harmony with the shooter. I know that sounds so perverse, but based on these reports, it's true. They just did nothing. The police were more concerned and more focused on a parent saying, I'm going to go in there myself. Nope, tase him. We, the police officers, won't allow a good action of courage on our watch. We're the courage police. We're just going to allow kids to get murdered. Now, I get it if it was 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I won't say I get it, but I wouldn't be as heated. 40 minutes this gunman had. Alone in a room. Who's giving these orders to police officers? Why didn't one police officer stand up and say, this is wrong, I'm going in, who's following me? The country I grew up in was the Flight 93 country. When that plane was going down and they knew they were going to die and they said, let's roll, and they took over the cockpit and it landed in rural Pennsylvania. That's the country I grew up in. And they're heroes and they knew they were going to die. And they did it anyway to go save other people that they would never meet. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. charliekirk.com/support. Get behind the work we're doing. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.